Prophetic Prayer Declaration. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right connections. Moderator, can you open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language, please?
Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you thanks. And we give you praise, worship, and adoration. You are God, and you are God and God alone. We thank you, Father, that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. So we decree, Father, and declare your prophetic warrant anointing, Father, to rest upon us as intercessors even this night in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, because we know that the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling of strongholds. So tonight, Lord, even this morning, we cast on every imagination and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring it into captivity, even out to the means of the knowledge of the word of Christ. And we thank you, Father, that your word, as it goes forth, my God, will not return to your void, but will continue to be quick and powerful and sharp, Lord, against every attack of the enemy, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, ripping us under, my God, every principality and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, unseating, my God, spiritual wickedness in high places, my God, and let your peace and your blood cover those areas, the void that will be existed, Father. We decree, my God, cover with your blood tonight, because, Father, the blood, whenever the enemy sees the blood, my God, the blood of Jesus, he has to pass. We cover, Lord, homes, we cover families, we cover lives, we cover ministries. We cover the fivefold ministry, Father, with your blood. And as we lift up, Lord, even as Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and leading and pastor and prophetess Deborah Jordan, my God, we bring it before you in a very special way. And we thank you, Father, that Lord, you'll be their frontward and rearward. We thank you for your ministering angels that you assign that will minister strength, Father, knowing that the joy of the Lord is your strength in the name of Jesus, even their families, my God. Father, you're undertaken in every situation, even the pregnancy of prophetess Naomi Cook Jordan, my God. You're just ministering to her, minister strength, even at the time, my God, of Lord, of birthing forth, my God, will come forth, my God, Lord, a bouncing baby, my God, to your glory and to your praise and your honor. We thank you, Father, for the joy that is released upon the lives of your people. We thank you for the healing virtue that is flowing even now, and those who are sick and afflicted in body, because your words still stand, Father. They are delivered because your words still stand. Many are the afflictions of righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers out of them all. We decree divine deliverance, whole, complete, and divine and perfect, my God. You are perfecting that which concerning you. And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your favor upon, Lord, ministries, even to, Lord, the Word Network, Father, that you are favoring even now, because, Father, you will bless the righteous, and we favor with your compassion about as with a shield. And we thank you, Father, that the Lord, that you are moving, my God, mightily by God, because we know that surely goodness and mercy will continue to follow us all the days of our life. Be with prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, prophetess and Mother Mary Berry and Father. Even, Lord, the company of prophets, Lord, the fledgling that you're covering, even in their school going, my God, that, Father, your wisdom will be imparted unto them, that there will be a students coming forth in the name of Jesus. Be glorified, be thou exalted in the heavens, as we give you praise, honor, and glory with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for this honor. I thank you for letting me come before you. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. I thank you for your healing power. Thank you for healing my stomach. Thank you for touching it. I thank you for those who are on the prayer list and those who need healing and those who are delivering babies. I thank you for giving them strength in the physical body. I thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for Archbishop Pastor Jordan. I thank you for the vision that you place in their life. I thank you for the purpose that you put in my life. I thank you for all the mothers. Thank you for giving them strength in the physical body. I thank you for the protection of the children from the gunmen and drugs. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your steadfast love. I thank you for creation. I thank you, Lord, for the prophetic. I thank you for those who are on the line and listening. I thank you for all the prophets and prophetess. I thank you, Father God, for the government. I thank you, Lord, for placing them there. I know. I thank you for giving them wisdom and guidance. I thank you, Lord, for those who are in need. I thank you for putting a hedge of protection over the elderly and watching over them. Thank you for giving them strength in the physical body. Those that can move, can lift themselves up by themselves. I thank you for giving them strength. And for those who are helping them, for the helpers, I thank you for giving them patience to be able to handle those who need help. I thank you, Lord. And I give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer for family, taken from our prophetic prayer book, in behalf of everybody on the line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I will have the grace to love my family in the way that you have shown in your word. I pray that I may be patient and kind. I may not envy or boast. I may not be arrogant or rude. I pray that I may not insist on my own way. I may not be irritable or resentful. I may not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. I pray for the grace to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, to endure all things. I pray for the ability to provide for my relatives and to be a channel of blessings to them. I recognize that if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I pray for the love for my family, to minister to them and to show them the path to you, Lord. I pray that we may be bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, I pray that we would also be forgiving of each other as the Lord has forgiven us. So we also must forgive in Jesus' name. For God said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. Matthew 15:4. And Father God, I just thank you for these prayers and for this prayer book, God. And I thank you for each and every person on the line. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and their coming, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God, for the love that they have for their partners and for mankind. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together. Thank you for allowing me to be on this line, God. Thank you for healing my body, and I ask you to heal each and every name, each and every person on the prayer list, God. You know what their needs are. Provide for them and cover them. I thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and your graciousness and for your forgiveness. And I bless your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And I thank you, Father God, for another night to be able to be in your presence, to be on one accord, to pray with the prophets for your people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in ministry and globalizing the prophetic worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all on a sick at the sick and shut-in list. You know each and every one of their names, Father God, and I thank you for healing them all. Thank you for exposing the persons in the slave trade in Libya and Syria. Thank you, Father God, for all of your people worldwide who are seeking you in this hour and finding you through the prophets and the fivefold ministries. Thank you for the White House and the cabinet. Cover them in making wise decisions for the country. Thank you as we thank you, Father God, in advance, and we lift up Prophetess Sandra Elder in this hour and all who's mourning for their lost, their loved ones. Thank you for the prophetic vision, the wealth, the ideas. We're ready to receive it, Father God. Thank you for your revelation you give, divine alignment and family structure, your provisions, the good, the destiny, new destiny for employment package deals, for new vehicles, housing favor for the homeless. Thank you that you give power to your saints and church, that they will run and not grow weary. Thank you, Father God, for the army of angels to cover us all worldwide. Thank you, Father God, because true success is serving you. Thank you again for the financial seeds you give us for us to sow, because it'll schedule us, as we sow it, it'll schedule us a harvest, Father God. Thank you for creating each and every one of us worldwide. Because of you, Father, we live, move, and have our being. Thank you for all the first-time callers, all the partners. Thank you for all the prophets that serve you diligently on the forefront and in the background. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge and your understanding. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for your students, Lord God. We pray for your children. We pray for the people, Lord God, the young people who are in school right now, Lord God. And we thank you for giving wisdom and understanding and discernment, Lord God, as well as patience, Lord God, for the teachers, Lord God, who are dealing with young children and dealing with the students, Lord God, and allowing them to see when there is an issue with some of their students, Lord God. And we come against the spirit of bullying, Lord God. We come against the spirit of suicidal thoughts, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for your increase, Lord God, in wisdom and discernment, Lord God. And we thank you for the increase of patience and understanding for the students, Lord God, and allowing the teachers and the staff to understand and recognize these things, Lord God. And we thank you for the confidence and the boldness that you're bringing forth to these young kids, Lord God, to even step up and speak out against those who are bullying, Lord God, or teasing the other students, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for your tender mercies, Lord God, and your grace that you're bestowing upon your people to show to these children, Lord God, to give them forth the love, Lord God, to bring forth even the help, Lord God, and assistance for those who deal with mental health, who deal with family issues at home, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing the teachers to really seek you, Lord God, as well as the parents to seek you, Lord God, and how they should raise their children and what they should do, Lord God, so that the children are going forth in their purpose and the plan that you've given them, Lord God, and allowing them to seek out those young people who have giftings, Lord God, are not pushing them into circumstances, Lord God, and into stereotypical boxes, Lord God, but bringing forth the arts, Lord God, and bringing forth the manifestation of the music and the dance, Lord God, and the art and all of these other skills, Lord God, that the school system wants to suppress, Lord God. We thank you for bringing forth the being and the purpose to the young people and allowing them to walk forth in what you've created them to do on this earth, Lord God. And we even pray for the health system, Lord God, and the medical system, Lord God, and just allowing, Lord God, the health and the insurance system to come forth, Lord God, to be for the people and not for the money, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the health, Lord God. We thank you for the stability that you're bringing forth, Lord God. And we just thank you for the love, Lord God. We thank you for the love that you're allowing the young people to walk into and the teachers to walk into, Lord God, to be able to recognize these issues going on with our young people, Lord God, so that they see they still have a lot more life to live and a lot more to offer this earth, Lord God, and just bring forth the love, the patience, the understanding, in mental health as well as in bullying and removing these situations in the system of the schooling and in the healthcare, Lord God. And I just thank you, and I love you unconditionally, Lord God, for the things that you're doing for your people. And I thank you because you first loved me, and without you, there is no me. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, please go. Sorry.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for every life here on the line on this morning. We thank you for this new day, Father God. We thank you for our families and our loved ones even now, Father God. Father God, I just want to lift up my sister even now, even as a new life is coming into this world, Father God. We thank you for the life. We thank you for Prophetess Naomi even now. We thank you for family and loved ones, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our children and our elders even now. Father God, I want to thank you for peace and harmony even now, Father God. Father God, be a comforter for those that need your comforting touch even now, Father God. Lead us and guide us even now, Father God, and thank you for your protection each and every day, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest and have restful sleep even on this morning, Father God. We want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We lift you up, God. You've been so great to us, Father God. I don't say good, I say great, Father God, greater and greater, God. You've breathed the breath of life in us, Father God, that we're able to stand here, to be here, Father God. Different parts of this country, Father God, all blending together. To stand here with our petition to you, Father God, reaching out, God, standing for one another, God. We bless your name. For before we can ask for of you of anything, Father God, we worship you, God. We bow down before you, God, and we're humbled by all the things that you've been doing in our life, Father God. It's a very interesting world, but it's the world you created, and you give us the power, Father God, to be co-creators within the world. For our lives, Father God, and I bless your name, God. Thank you for your visitation today, Father God, in our lives, Father God, as we lifted you up, Father God. Thank you for the prophets that brought forth words on this day, God, being vessels unto you, God, for the people. Thank you for the twin prophets that visited the church even today, Father God. Oh, you started with them, Father God, and it just went up and over, God, for your anointing, Father God. We thank you, God, for your spirit and the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you for the movement, for your movement, God, in our lives, Father God.
Now we stand here and petition with the other people on the line, wherever they're coming from, Father God, and we stand with them for their families, God. Their families that may be going through a time, Father God, that they might not know how to deal or who to call, but we know who to call. We thank you, God. We know to call on you, Father God, for we touch and agree for healing in this hour, God. Families with families in the hospital, Father God, there are challenges in their health, God. We know who to call, hallelujah, for we see them whole and complete as you see them, God. Families who have young people that they're having issues with, Father God, we stand in a space of family relationship working out, Father God. Family relationship, family love working out in their favor, God. We stand with them for families that may be incarcerated, Father God. We stand with them for protection and the system. Turning in their favor, Father God. For if the man is right, Father God, we stand with them, Father God, for favor. Now, everybody on the prayer list, Father God, we're standing with them. We're standing and we're believing for your covering. We see miracles every day, Father God. We see the glory of you every day, and we're still trusting, Father God. We're not giving up, Father God. Our faith isn't shaken today, God, and we're believing on you for healing, Father God. We're believing on you, Father God. Even if, God, there are things in our body that we don't understand, we're still holding on, Father God, and our faith says that we are all whole and complete in your name. We're standing here, Father God, for the people in Syria, God. Oh, my Lord. God, you know the situations. You know everything on this earth. You know everything that has happened in the past. It has happened now and will happen, God. But we still love you and we trust you, Father God, for our spirits will be eternal with you, God. We thank you, God, for even the situations in Libya, Father God. God, we're standing with them, Father God, for we know you hear the cry and you hear the call, Father God, and we're standing with you for complete delivery, deliverance, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the things of the country, Father God, just covering them, Father God. Some people may believe in silver and gold, but we believe in you, Father God, for you're the creator of the silver and the gold, God. Some people call on the universe, but we believe in you, the creator of the universe, Father God. We put our trust in you, God, and not in man and not in things, God. We thank you, God, for covering even the White House, for as the prophet said, there's some things that's getting ready to turn around, and I'm believing, Father God, for as you spoke through the man servant and told us even about a presidency of a black man and that how the culture will suffer at the hands, Father God, but we know that the victory is sure to come, God. We are trusting in you no matter what that White House looks like, Father God. Oh, no, that all sudden, you know, turning some things around in this country. And around the world, Father God. And just as a sore has to fester to come to the head, things are coming to the head, Father God, so they can be cleared up in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for every prophet that is in the order, Father God, that said yes, Father God, that you may touch them and visit them and speak through them, Father God, giving them a word for the generation, Father God, giving them a word for even a now word, a prosperous word, a healing word. We thank you for the Book of the Month Club that teaches us how to even deal with each other's personality, habits, and our characters, Father God. We thank you, God, for a poem for that helps us understand your people, God, and giving them a word that can help them even in this day, Father God. We bless you for traveling mercies for all of our prophets and all of the people of God that when they get on the plane, that because they're there, Father God, that plane or that car or that bus is moving safely, God. We thank you for covering Prophetess Naomi. For, oh, glory, hallelujah, God. We fill this baby, Father God. We fill this family. This is our family, Father God, the Jordan family, the Cook family, and we bless your name for them, Father God. We thank you, God, for all the prophets that are even outside of the country, Father God, that they may be a blessing in their hometown, Father God. We thank you, God, for all the studies that we're able to absorb and to receive from our Archbishop, even our Jordan, your manservant, Father God. Thank you for assigning him to us, God. And thank you, God, that we are assigned to this ministry. Our seeds, our faith, our love, and our energy, and our spirit, and our hands are assigned to even this ministry in this hour, God. And we bless your name, and we thank you that we can be a part, God. We thank you for our leaders, our pastor. Continue to bless her, Father God. Continue to lift her, Father God, to cover her, Father God. And may you cover them both with youth, Father God. Not so that their outer is so good looking, Father God. The youth that moves and that keeps going, Father God. And that also pulls in a generation, God. We're continuing to lift you up and give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. We love you. Amen.
And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. But we have heard the teaching from God. Now we tell it to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So if we say that we share in life with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars. Who don't follow the truth? We should live in the light where God is. If we live in the light, we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, washes away every sin and makes us clean. If we say that we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He will make us clean from all wrong things that we have done. If we say that we have not sinned, we are saying that God is a liar and that we don't accept his true teaching. Father, we give you the glory and the honor for the perfection of your love. For there is no fear in love, and perfect love casts out fear. And we thank you, Lord God, that we come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in the time of need. We thank you, Lord God, that no sin shall have dominion over us. We thank you, Lord God, that we enter in into the holies of holies, into the glorious presence of your precious anointing, and that you wash and cleanse us from all iniquity, and you wash and cleanse us from every stronghold, generational curse, every mindset that is not aligned with your word. Wash us thoroughly, Father God. Let your blood flow on this line tonight, removing every debris that would hinder the flow of your power in our lives. Father, we surrender all in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your word have free course in our lives. And we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them. We thank you, Lord God, for covering them. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting them. We thank you, Lord God, for strength from your sanctuary. For they have given, and it is given unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men now give unto their bosom. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen. Live conference call schedule, 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, right back here tonight and every night at 12 midnight for another electrifying prayer at 515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And there's no passcode. And please invite your family, friends, and neighbors. Call them or go on your Facebook account and ask them to join this prayer call, the Midnight Cry Conference Call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, so their families can be blessed. And as this conference call, the Midnight Cry, continues to be a blessing for you and your family, you can text to give, type donate to 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. You can text your tithes, your thank you seed offerings. If you have any prayer requests or praise testimony reports, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference Call at 641-715-3631, and access code is 533-404 and the pound. The call Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Book of the Month Club number 4, you can call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Inform the moderators you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club number 4. Our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, has a pre-Mother's Day event on Saturday, the 12th, 2018, and it's called WOW, Women of Wisdom Luncheon, at the Ravel Hotel, which is R-A-V-E-L Hotel, and the address is 8-08 Queens Plaza South. That's in Queens, New York, 11101. It's from 12 noon to 4 p.m. The tickets are $60 per person, and the guest speakers are Pastor Jacqueline Oates, Elder Valina Bratton, and Elder Gloria Kelly. Together, let's support our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. If you live in a tri-state area of New York, please purchase some tickets and be blessed with these women of wisdom. You can also purchase tickets via text. What you do is just text in the word WOW at 646-762-0433. Or you can call a customer care line at 888-831-0433 and let them know, inform the moderators that you're purchasing tickets for Pastor Deborah Jordan's Women of Wisdom Luncheon. Amen. Pastor Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. And I just want to reiterate that you can text increments of 60 and the tickets will be processed and allocated to you. However, if you are not able to attend this event, to ask you to stand with me and purchase some tickets, amen, and bless somebody, amen, who might not be able at this time to circulate that, but you're able to be a blessing to them. Amen. If you're able to fly in, amen. Bless the one who's already there. Amen. Purchase a table, purchase a block of tickets, and allow Pastor to distribute the tickets. However you do it, amen. We want to pack this place out. We want to show our leading lady that we support her and that whatever she embarks upon, we're going to be present, whether with our presence or with our seed. We will be representing, standing with our leading lady. Amen. As she begins to step out, birth out what God has laid upon her heart. Amen. We want to be faithful in our giving. We want to be faithful in our stand. We want to continue to be a yes. Amen. So go ahead and sow your seed. If you call it in, let the moderator know that you're purchasing tickets. If you saw it online in the comment section, make mention that it is for the WOW event. Amen. So the tickets can be generated and properly allocated. If you text WOW, amen, you will be contacted and you can at that time express your intention. Amen. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your continued support. Amen. And I'm going to ask you to invite someone to this prayer call. Why? Because there are those who are in need of a miracle. There are those who are in need of support, prayer support. Amen. And we're here to stand with the people of God. Amen. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen, and let us stand with you for your miracle. Company of Prophets, once again, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, appreciates, amen, your stand and your faithful support. Amen. Archbishop appreciates you, and I love you to life, each of you. I just appreciate your continued faithfulness, amen, as we continue to press in, amen, and birth out what the people of God are believing God for, amen. And what we do when we stand for the people of God, God will stand for us, amen. God bless you is our prayer. Happy Monday to each of you.